Bollywood Dreams, page 103.
Namaste. I am a 17-year-old guy from Mumbai, India. My name is David Kupchandani. Ever since I was a young boy, I have had the same dream, to become a Bollywood film actor. Maybe you've heard of Bollywood? It's what parts of the Hindi cinema in Mumbai is called. The name comes from putting the two words Bombay, which the city used to be called, and Hollywood together. Yet, unlike Hollywood, Bollywood doesn't exist as a physical place. Bollywood produces the largest number of films in the world. These films are even more popular than the American ones here in India. Most Bollywood movies are musicals and contain spectacular song and dance numbers. My favorites are the Masala films. They are very different from any movie you have ever seen. Masala is really an Indian spice mix, but that's also how these movies are like, a mix of almost everything fantastic. There is singing and dancing, exciting romance, comedy, and daredevil thrills all mixed up in a 3-hour-long extravaganza. I would love to be the star in a film like that. It is no problem that I can't sing, because in most Masala films, the songs are pre-recorded by professional singers. All I have to do is lip-sync. On the other hand, I love to dance, which is a must to make it. However, it is just as hard to become an actor in Bollywood as in Hollywood. If someone in your family already is in the movie business, it is much easier. Then you are almost guaranteed a job, either as an extra or part of the film crew. But I don't know anybody in the industry. Every single day, actors, models, singers, and ordinary people come to Mumbai for the possibility of becoming real movie stars. There is even a street in Mumbai that people hang around in the hope of being discovered. The competition is fierce. In 2008, there was a 15-year-old Pakistani boy who left his home and crossed the border over to India to meet his idol, Shah Rukh Khan, and try to be discovered. Since he entered the country illegally, he was put in jail. Luckily, he was released and brought back home to his family, but he spent a couple of months in jail, all because he tried to pursue his dream. Shah Rukh Khan is a movie star that has made it to the top, despite total lack of connections in show business. And now he more or less is the Tom Cruise of India. That makes me more optimistic. To reach my goal, I hope to attend the Film and Television Institute of India, where I will take a 2-year acting course. And hopefully, I will one day star in a movie opposite a beautiful actress like Aishwarya Rai, the queen of Bollywood. Her trademark is her stunning blue-green eyes. She is the highest-paid actress in Bollywood and has even starred in many international films. And my greatest aspiration is to have my name called out and walk up on stage during the annual film fair ceremony to collect my award for Best Actor. The Film Fair Awards is like the Indian equivalent to the Oscars. And then I would thank my family and, of course, God for believing in me and giving me the chance to do what I love. Maybe I would even shed a small tear of happiness.
Slumdog Millionaire. Slumdog Millionaire is a British film set and filmed in India. Released in 2008, it became a great success all over the world as the feel-good film of the decade. It is about a teenage boy who is a contestant on the Indian version of the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But just as he is about to win 20 million rupees, he is arrested by the police for cheating. To prove that he is innocent, he tells his life story of growing up in the slums of Mumbai through flashbacks. Is he cheating? Is he a genius or is he just lucky? Only time will tell. The film won 8 Oscars at the Academy Awards in 2009, 4 Golden Globes and 7 BAFTA Awards, proving it was loved by both audience and critics.